The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so in the instructions that the Buddha gave for meditation practice, when he gave detailed actual instructions of what to do, he put emphasis on relaxing. In English, the word is usually translated as tranquilizing. I don't know if we want to say we're being tranquilized when we come to meditate. But tranquilizing the body, tranquilizing the mind, to make it tranquil, peaceful, relax it. And in the kind of progressive instructions that he gave, the first instruction was to feel your body and then to relax it. Kind of take time to get to know your body, to kind of understand what's going on in your body, tune into your body, wake up in the body. And then as you're more familiar with what goes on in the body, then you understand where the body is tense, where the holding is. And then you can begin to relax and soften. And the softer the body gets, the less the body is held, the easier it is then to release the mind, to soften the mind. A mind which is tense is hard to let go. It's hard to release, hard to free. So we start with the body. And then, after that's done to some modest degree, then a very interesting thing is to then relax and soften the mind. And the first way this is done is to appreciate that the mind contains many different kinds of mental activities. And there's a whole big set of mental activities going on in the mind. And they're changing and jumping around and many things going on. And some of those mental activities we do come along with tension, with pressure, with tightness. And some people will never look at their own minds, never really notice what's going on, because generally, if we're thinking about something, many people are focusing on what we're thinking about. So the object of the thoughts, the concerns we have. Or if we're looking at something, we're looking at something and we're concerned about the thing we're looking at. But how we look, or how the mind is being used, how the mind is thinking, is the other half of the equation. So, you know, if my left hand is, hold it up flat like this, that's what I'm concerned about. This is the thing I'm concerned about. But the concern I have might be of many kinds. I might be aggressively trying to analyze it and focus on it, fix it. I might be trying to pull away from it. I don't want to deal with it. It's too much. I might, the concern. But because the object, we're so concerned with the object, we don't notice how we're concerned, how we're paying attention to what we're doing. And so part of the practice is to, if I hadn't, you know, forget about this hand now, is to turn the attention around and look at the concern itself. What's that concern like? What's the way we're paying attention like? What's the approach we have like? And to notice that. And then to notice if there is any tension or holding in that way in which we're operating mentally, mental activity, to relax it. So one of the places where I think it's really helpful to explore this is around thinking. That, you know, you can wait until you have a really good bout of thinking going on, that it's not so easy to let go of. And then turn and look carefully at the thinking mind. So first you might ask yourself, where is the location where that thinking is occurring? Some people have no location, it's just kind of disembodied somehow. But generally people have some location where they associate most with their thinking. And if there's a lot of thinking, then you might start noticing if there's any tension in that area, or pressure, or tightness, or is any tension or pressure anywhere else in the system. Sometimes when I'm relaxed, that's part of the advantage of having a relaxed body, is that the more relaxed the body is, the more I can feel tentacles from my thinking mind down into all kinds of muscles in my body, and they start pulling. And like sometimes I feel like I'm a puppet with strings, and you know I'm being pulled. You know, these strings are being pulled by whatever I'm thinking about. And if I think whatever, you know, different kinds of thoughts, like that, I get caught in the thoughts or involved in some tense way. Different muscles kind of begin kind of tightening up slightly. Now, if I'm really tense to begin with, it's really kind of tight and tense. Then I won't notice because there's no room for more tightening. But there's a wonderful way. The more relaxed you are, the more you're sensitive you are to all the little changes that go on. And so there, you know, some people will feel the tension of thinking in their head. Probably the most common place. Many people in the West feel it behind the forehead. More blood is flowing into the brain, perhaps, or some kind of muscle tightens up, or some sense of pressure goes on around the forehead, the eyes. Sometimes the other muscles in the face. You know, many people clench their jaws because of how they're, what they're thinking about and how they're involved in what they're thinking about. It can be in the stomach. Stomach tightens up. It's really fun to have a very relaxed belly as you're meditating and just breathing naturally. Nicely, and then out of the blue, you know, you didn't ask for it. Just your mind decides to have some kind of powerful thought about something, and your stomach gets tense. Just gets watch. Woo! There it goes. You know, you're just minding your own business, meditating, and suddenly you started thinking about you have to pay your taxes. You know, and the stomach goes in, and so you can start feeling. So some of that's the physical, but there's kind of a mental side. So for example, also you can notice that sometimes thinking is going very fast, or thinking is very aggressive or harsh. There's the activity of thinking itself is something then we can learn to relax. We relax the extra effort. We relax the unnecessary engagement that we're using. And so it's hard to do because it takes us this special kind of practice of turning the attention 180 degrees around so that we're no longer focusing on what we're concerned with, what we're thinking about, but we're focusing instead on what it's like to be thinking. And as we can feel our way into the thinking mind, then as if the thinking mind is a muscle, relax the thinking muscle, soften it. An image that I like to use for myself it's kind of like I relax the brain muscle, the mental muscle, and as I relax it, it flattens out really wide. It becomes kind of wide and spacious and kind of flat, kind of like a big wide lake. I like surfaces of water a lot. I grew up near water. I love water, so the surface of the waters I like. I like going across the San Mateo Bridge because I can see the water nicely, and so I kind of imagine as I relax my thinking mind. I'm ironing out, smoothing out my mind, letting it spread out wide, kind of horizontally. So I don't know if that image is meaningful for you, but it's kind of relaxing. And then as the mind relaxes more deeply, then the holding patterns, attention of the minds, that prevents us from feeling the mind as whole, or to feel the unified sense of being begins to fall away. It's interesting that egotism, self-centeredism, requires tension for the most usually. And so if you start tuning into the mental tension that's there and you relax it, it's very hard to stay selfish because it requires tension to do that. It's very hard to stay too caught up in self and to have too much of a sense of self and other in some painful way because it requires this attention, this extra effort. And then a slight variation of this is not that so much being tuning into tension or tightness that can be relaxed, but as we get more sensitive to what goes on, what's going on in the mind, become aware that sometimes our thinking mind is exhausted. It's weary, it's tired. Some thinking minds are in overdrive, going on and on and on. And because, we're so focused on the things we're thinking about, we don't notice how tired it is. But if you do this 180-degree turn and look back at the thinking mind, feel what it's like, You can feel that it's tired. And the Buddha said, an interesting thing, he said, even if you're thinking the most noble, beautiful, appropriate thoughts a human being can ever think, to have those thoughts at certain stages of meditation are just wearisome. who needs them? It's a great thing, and it's when the mind gets really quiet in meditation, and there's very little thought goes on. Some people have the experience; it's kind of like being underwater, and then you have to surface and put your head out of the water to think. And you just kind of get, as you start thinking, it's like I've come up to the sun. Let's go back in, let go, and sink back. And very nice. So much more relaxing sometimes, not to have to think so much. So may you relax. It's a gift to everyone else if you're relaxed. So now we're hopefully clean and relaxed way. I have